This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
Now, we were talking about this morning. Like some of the changes, like the top of the order, like the catcher, okay?
Okay, and, you do?
Yep,
okay.
Yep. I like, you know, AJ's mixing it up a little bit. And now, you know, after getting swept by the Rangers, looks like this team, I think that they're playing better, I think. Can we make that assumption?
No, they are. You know, you have to like them coming back and bouncing back after that series, because it was just so frustrating. It was so disappointing, you know, to get beat by this team over and over and over. And, you know, they go to Arlington here in a couple weeks, and they have four games at that ballpark where they haven't won. And I don't even remember the last time they won a ball game in that ballpark. So that's coming up. So you hope they build some momentum before they go there. They have to figure out how to beat that team. So for them to have that day off and then come back. And Baltimore's playing really well. They came in playing well. You know, they started off the season so great. They were 7-0. Their pitching staff was rolling coming into Houston. So for them to take the first two and have a chance to sweep Baltimore is really, really good. You know, and last night to get that win, the Orioles were making all kinds of errors. It was kind of an ugly game at times, but the Astros kept their composure and put just enough on the board to win. So I would say they're playing better. I would say they're feeling much better. And all it takes is one good win, and it can really change the entire vibe of the clubhouse, just the way the entire group is handling themselves and feeling on a daily basis. So, but I do like the smiling faces, and I like how they're feeling right now.
Root Sports Southwest is Julia Morales joining us on ESPN 97.5, and that's what I was going to ask you about. How's the locker room, or excuse me, the clubhouse feeling? Because after losing three straight 1-2 games, they're finally starting to win some close games. John mentioned this earlier, and that's what they did last year. There's got to be a different feeling, and I know we've seen this before with the Chicago series where they take one. Okay, they take a series, but then they lay an egg. Is it a different feeling in terms of how the guys are feeling?
Yeah, and I think at some point they felt maybe snake-bitten a little bit. You know, they were on the losing end of all these one-run games. There were so many there for a while, these extra-inning games, these long games. I mean, to come out on the wrong end of that long game, it's very emotional, you know what I mean? And it kind of lasts all night. If you don't get home until midnight, you know, you're still carrying it. It's hard to get past it and all that. So, you know, and then you talk about the offense and how they've been struggling, and they've been hitting the ball hard at times. And in Chicago, Correa, I think, hit a few balls really hard, but right at guys, you know, and so that's happening too. So it's almost some tough luck mixed in there. I mean, you've seen it in the first two games here, and they've won both of them. But if you look back at some of the opportunities, they should have really taken that first game over Baltimore. I was just not able to find the hole, find the gap. So, yeah, I mean, they're fine. I think the last 2 days have been huge for them. Coming out and winning that 13-inning one two nights ago was really big. It's just so much good energy when you can walk it off, and when Correa can get a big hit after breaking a slump for him. He was struggling there for a while, just couldn't find a hit. So all was good, you know, and I think them going for a sweep today with Lance McCullers on the mound, it's just a good vibe going into today's game before we head to Anaheim.
John and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5.